said there's a few churches that do that. Can I challenge you to name one?
The Wisconsin Lutheran Synod.
Can I ask you a question? You know who Lutherans were made from?
Yes.
Martin Luther, a murderous man. Do you know who murdered people? Yeah, you need to look it up.
He did.
The Bible says we're not supposed to be naming ourselves after a man, does it?
And he didn't want
that. So that's
did
two
not want
sins
them.
Right there. The Lutherans practice Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. That's five right there. And you took a gospel card there. Can I share that with you? I used to be a Lutheran. They don't teach a biblical gospel, ma'am. That's why we're out here.
What part of Lutheran were you?
I have no clue because I never really paid attention. My parents stuffed me through the whole system, and I never understood it because it didn't line up. You know why? Christ died for the sins of the world, apparently, but everybody kept sinning. So the coverage of the blood is only for those who repent. So if you have faith in Christ, and the Lutherans do teach who he was, fully God, fully man, he died and he rose again on the third day, he shed his blood for the remission of sins. They got that right, but they stop at repentance. Repentance.
I agree with you.
You agree that they don't teach repentance.
No, I don't agree with you that everybody doesn't.
Well, I'm talking about the Lutherans there.
Okay,
the
Lutherans don't.
You know why? You know how I know?
There are different synods of Lutherans.
Every single Lutheran I know practices Christmas and Easter. They haven't repented of that. Every single Lutheran one that I know doesn't teach a godly, holy woman who's born again, which is the next part of the gospel. If she's got the Holy Spirit within her, she wants to do good and godly, holy things, right? And that would be obey the scriptures and then endure that until the end. Because you can't fall away. If you fall into willful sin, you lose your salvation or the hope of it.
The Lutherans
lie about that. They lie about once saved, always saved. John Calvin was a murderer, too, and he's the one who started that. He's like the father of that.
Can you tell me who Luther murdered?
Who he did? You need to go look up his writings. He wrote papers that, guess who used to help with the murder of the Jews? Adolf Hitler. He's got writings talking about take the peasants and put a bullet behind their ear, tie a rope around their neck, and throw them in the river to baptize them. Go look it up. But even further than that, I just shared the gospel with you. They don't teach that. You know why? They're not calling people out of the world. They're not teaching godly, holy women how to dress the temple of the Holy Spirit, how to cover it, how to act, what to look at, what to listen to. They're not doing that. This is fleshly. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. And I'm pouring a whole lot out on you because a lot of times people will listen a little bit and then they walk away. I want to give you a whole bunch of information to look into when you walk away because in your flesh you're going to defend the Lutheran church.
No, I will not. I will follow Jesus Christ no matter what.
Then you're going to leave the Lutherans. That's awesome because I just shared a whole bunch of sins with you. On the back of the card here is a whole bunch of sins that I know the Lutherans do. And
well,
we're out here warning our neighbor.
I'm guessing that you were part of the Lutherans who do not follow Christ because there are some out there that
haven't met any yet. I just listed a whole bunch of them for you.
Check into the ELS, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America.
They name themselves after Martin Luther.
You don't find
right there. That's enough.
But here's the thing. They are sheep in wolf's clothing.
It is,
yes. And I know people who are dear friends of mine who belong, and I try bringing them out of that, letting them know it's Christ alone.
Right. So you need to remove yourself. We need to repent from all man-made religious systems, all 40,000 flavors of them, whether they're denomination, non-denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Anabaptist. It doesn't matter.
But he does say that we are to get together.
Oh, yeah, certainly. You gather. That's awesome. It's beautiful. You gather with those who are the ecclesia. See, church is a bad translation because everybody goes by the building and goes, that's my church.
Yes.
And that's where they go to be church.
I'm
going to
get to heaven by sitting in that pew. No.
Right. So you got to forsake all that, and then you have to worship in spirit of truth.
And I'm working
and you
with
only gather with people who are called apart, called out, set apart, holy saints of God, who have stripped their lives down. They have removed themselves from the culture and such things like this and all the other things I was talking about, a godly, holy woman. Entertainment, sports, movies, all the other, the politics, all of that is the kingdom of Satan. So you need
and
to repent of that and be born into the God, kingdom of God.
And four grandchildren who are not part of the church. Because church to people means you go there, you're going to get saved by going to church so many times. That is works. That is not salvation.
You got that right. It's unbiblical because they don't teach the truth on that. But still, I'm encouraging you. to go deeper because
I
can see that you're lacking in some areas, and I just helped another woman too. She said, "So you think I'm not born again?" I said, "No, I never said that, ma'am." I said, "Maybe you've been ignorant. Maybe you haven't been taught. Maybe you've been a little lazy, not digging into the scriptures and obeying them." She said she's been born again for 35 years. And she's still here. So if somebody's been born again that long, something's wrong if they're sitting here in fleshly music, worldly carnal pride.
Pride goes before the fall.
This is all pride filled too. There's a whole bunch of sins here. Revelation 22:14-15 says, if you love and practice a lie, one unrepent lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. You know how we know that? Because the Bible says it in two places in Revelation. And also look at Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. What happened to them? After grace. Grace that everybody considers grace, you know, covers my sin. It doesn't cover willful sin, does it? 1 Corinthians 11 at the Lord's Supper. God was killing people for taking the Lord's Supper unworthily.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know some of that. So I encourage you, go deeper than what you've been taught. Shed it all and get in the scriptures and obey it all.
That's where I am. And I am trying to work with the young people within a church setting, trying to bring them out of the worldliness, because their families have brought them to church and they think that's all there is.
Right.
This is my mission in life, to go
but
to
can
where...
But help you. You need to get your house in order first.
You need to get your
life and your house in order first before you call them out. See, you're participating with this. I'm here to call you out of this. So you can't be calling them out of that sin when you're living in sins like this and worldliness.
Because
that's called a hypocrite, right?
Well, let me ask you.
You just said hypocrite.
How about the disciples? Were they sinners?
Are you accusing the disciples of living in willful sin? There's a difference.
Did they sin?
You can fall into sin.
Right,
but you don't live in sin.
I'm asking you.
You repent of it quickly, and you walk in holiness and obedience. See, now you're defending sin.
No, I'm asking you.
Well, Apostle Paul said that there were things he didn't want to do that he did and did do that
exactly.
He didn't want to do. But he didn't live in it like this. You got in the car and you drove here and you're sitting here listening to it. That's willful sin. Apostle Paul would never do this. This is willful sin.
Yeah, well,
living in the flesh.
Spent some time with people too. That were not always, when he went to all the different churches, he went to people who were sinners.
He didn't just sit in their sin.
No, he didn't
sit in it. That's what people say.
But he talked to them about their
to
sin.
Call them out. See,
exactly.
Paul was a godly, holy man called out and set apart. He can go sit with them and tell them if they want to hear it. Then he's going to get up and leave and tell the next one. See, you got to get your life in order to the scriptures before you can call other people out, right? Because that's the beam and the splinter. Right now, you're picking at their splinter when you got a big beam in your eye. Staying here with all these people.
You are judging me.
I'm judging your fruit. We're to judge fruit, right?
Right.
I can see your fruit.
You have no idea.
And I listed a lot of fruit,
and I don't think we can carry on this conversation because you don't want me to talk.
I encourage you to repent. You're in sin, ma'am. You need to repent. I love you. That's why we're all here. Email us. I'd love to help you.